Okay, for the second consecutive night and the third consecutive day, Ford is the champion. And for the second consecutive day, we have Mark Rushbrook, the Ford Performance Global Director, here with us to talk about it. Congratulations on sweeping the weekend, Mark. We'll go right to questions. We'll start up here with Jenna, then go to Kelly and Jonathan.
Jennifer, congratulations, Mark. After the struggles you guys had all year, to even have had a chance maybe to be in this was nice. But then you swept the weekend. I mean, like, are you shocked?
Well, thank you for phrasing it that way. No. I mean, this is NASCAR, right? And all three national series are so competitive, and you've got to be on your game for every element of the program, whether it's the engine, the chassis, the setup, the aero, the driver, the picker, everything's got to be right. And, yeah, we did struggle for sure, especially in Cup early on certain style tracks. But the team, all of our racing teams and working together, nobody gave up and kept digging and certainly came on strong, especially with Team Penske in the 12 car through the playoffs. Had some strength with RFK through the season. And we've had seasons where we've won a lot of races and not won a championship. And that's been a disappointment. And we didn't win as many races as we would have liked to this year, but to win three championships just makes a statement, I think, about the team we have in Ford Performance, but the partnership and the family that we have racing our cars and trucks on track. So really proud of what everybody's done. Well, no, I said this week in some of the interviews during the week as we were unveiling our new car, and people were asking about, obviously, about the championship. And you'd always like to have, well, you want to always have at least one driver in the championship four for every series. You'd like to have more. And we had one driver in, and I knew we had a good shot with all of those drivers and teams. And but so much happens during the race. And it certainly, well, especially Friday night, things could have gone any direction. But, Ryan was so strong today that he was driving to the front on every run. And he was racing hard against everybody. He certainly earned the championship today.
Before we go to Kelly, really good stat from my man Dan Zacharias here. This is the first time since 2001 a manufacturer has swept all three championships, and only the sixth time in history. The first were done by Chevy. So cool stat for you guys this weekend. We'll now go to Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Mark, I wanted to go down that same direction as Jenna just asked. Specifically on the Cup Series side, you and everyone at Ford had talked about it all year. We are trying. We are working. We are never giving up. When the playoffs started, and then as you had Joey, you had Ryan, you had the RFK cars, but then it's starting to get whittled down. Can you just talk about what these last 10 weeks were like and trying to, you know, continue to get better, give these teams what they needed, and then to have Blaney be the last guy standing?
We entered in Cup with more drivers than Chevy and Toyota to start, but then we lost more in the first round going from 16 to 12, and we were on the other side of it. But that is the what makes this playoff format exciting is those cutoffs where you're cutting every three races, you're cutting out four of the drivers. And you've got to peak at the right time and have the right finishes at the right time. And it certainly, especially for the 12 car and Team Penske, they came on strong, winning at Talladega and then really strong again at Miami Homestead, winning at Martinsville and strong here again today. Yeah, well, I feel like we work so hard every year. Everyone does, right? That's what NASCAR racing is. But when you do have struggles early in the season, it does make you, at some level, dig deeper and work harder. It stresses relationships for sure. But ultimately, you come back together as family and partners and get through it.
Jonathan, and then we'll go to Wolfgang.
Jonathan Vail, the Racing Experts. First of all, welcome back. Second of all, this is the first time in 19 years that you guys have won back-to-back Cup titles, and it's all been with the Gen 7 car. And I know you guys have had some struggles, but what can you chalk the success up to?
Well, we've increased the emphasis on our program every single year. And certainly with the relevance, we were really big at pushing for the next-gen car back in the early days when it was first being talked about, the relevance and everything, which made it even more important for us to be successful with it. So we were working hard, obviously, on the next-gen car before we were ever racing it, and not just on the body, but also making sure we understood what the common chassis was, running it in our simulator. So really understanding it, I think, is what it takes to be successful.
Go to Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Munzer from German Rennsport Press Agency. First of all, congratulations. From a marketing point of view, how important is to win with the Mustangs, the Cup Series, and can you marketing this also internationally outside of the United States of America, the Mustang success?
Yeah, winning is everything for us. Just as a point of pride, it's certainly going to be a celebration in Dearborn. My phone has been blowing up with Ford family members and our senior executives already so excited about it. So it means a lot internally to the customer because motorsports is so important to us. But that is the basis for a successful marketing program is success on the racetrack. So you have to win races, you have to win championships to have that credibility and for fans to engage with your brand and want to make them proud to have a Ford parked in their driveway or in their garage. And for us, NASCAR, even though we're racing a Mustang, we certainly sell Mustangs because of it, but we sell more F-150s to NASCAR fans than we do Mustangs. But this is a proof point for them. As far as the international question, Mustang is our global sports car. It is the best-selling sports car in the world. And when we took the decision back in 2015 to have Mustang go global, well, that was an important decision for us to be able to have that. And now with the commitment of our company for the seventh generation Mustang, and to have that continue to be selling globally as a road car, but we're racing it globally, not just in NASCAR and NHRA, but in Australia Supercars, Mustang GT3, Mustang GT4, Dark Horse R with a spec challenge. We take the benefits from any Mustang success and market it globally. It helps all of our Mustang racing programs be more successful.
Over here.
Eric List, Blaze Radio, and an illustrious career for Kevin Harvick comes to an end tonight. What has he meant to Ford, and will there be any continued work with him, even though he'll be retired?
Yeah, we love Kevin Harvick. That was a big part of bringing Stuart Haas to Ford, was knowing that Kevin Harvick was there. And it's a weird moment. I was talking to Delaina on pit road before the race and asking her how she felt. And for her, it was like, suddenly the day's here, like, you know what's coming, and we feel the same way, right? We've known that Kevin was going to retire for quite some time, and suddenly here we are in Phoenix, and he had a great race. It was running up front, as he usually does in Phoenix, and he's meant a lot to our program. He's won 25 Cup races with us in just 7 years of racing with us, and we're certainly going to miss him, and he's done a lot for us in terms of extra stuff away from the track that we're really going to miss.
Go to Justin and then wrap with Dustin.
Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires, congratulations. They kind of beat me to that stat of the 2001, but that comes with a list of names like Jeff Gordon, who's in the Hall of Fame, Kevin Harvick, who I think we all can safely say will be in the Hall of Fame, and Jack Sprague, who had quite an impact in the Truck Series. When you hear those names and then hear the names now of this past weekend, we asked Kyle Larson, a couple of others, that Blaney and these others are going to be fantastic people to represent what a champion looks like. So what does it feel like for Ford to be able to have those names be able to carry a championship trophy as well as the Blue Oval?
Yeah, as much as we're a car company and we make and sell cars and trucks and we're out here racing them, we're also a family company, a people company, and it is all about the people that are racing these cars inside the shop and ultimately the drivers that get it done on track. And those three drivers that we had win this weekend to win a championship, to have Ben Rhodes, Cole Custer, and Ryan Blaney as champions for the sport and representing our brand, we're really proud of what they've done. And I knew they all could do it, and really glad to see them as champions.
Go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Mark, you've seen the sport for a number of years. On a weekend, on a day when Kevin Harvick's outgoing, Ryan Blaney wins a championship, youngest Final Four championship field. What kind of transition do you see in terms of drivers do you see from your perspective, and what can that mean with a potential younger driver base?
Yeah, it's the future of the sport, right? We've always got to be planning for that future, whether it's from an engineering perspective, a team perspective, but certainly the drivers. And there's a lot of youth right now, and that is important for the future of the sport, not just with having them be successful on track, but building those drivers to have a brand, to engage with fans, to keep the fans, the sport healthy with fans in the stand. And Ryan Blaney for us is somebody that certainly developed. He's got his own brand, his own person, and we love him for who he is, and proud that he's representing our brand.
We'll wrap up. Sorry, Mark, one more for you with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Mark, I asked you last night if you thought you could get here. Again, do you officially rename this Ford Championship Weekend now?
Heard a few people saying that. we had a lot of pride in Ford Championship Weekend, obviously, in Miami Homestead for a long run. And unofficially, I guess we could call this weekend Ford Championship Weekend. Not a pen. Well, we paid for it, but in a different way.
Mark, congratulations on an outstanding weekend, and enjoy the off season.